folks. Alex Newman here with the Freedom Fest, and we are with Sheriff Williams. He's from Coryell County in Texas. Sheriff, thank you for joining us. And you shared a really incredible story that I got such a kick out of it about the Secret Service agent who came to chat with one of your citizens. Would you share that story with our viewers?
Yes. I was coming down the hallway and one day when one of my dispatchers hems me up and says, Sheriff, hey, just to let you know, the Secret Service is coming to town and they're going to visit with one of your citizens. Of course, I had some colorful adjectives and it was pretty much, no, they're not. They need to contact me. And so she called the agent back, and this was on like a Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday came, never heard from the agent. Well, come Monday, the agent called my office, and secretary let me know that he was on the line. So I got on the line and spoke with him. He said, hey, Sheriff, just want you to know we're coming to visit one of your citizens. I said, about what? So, well, he made some comments on social media about Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and his discontent with them. And I said, well, you might want to come talk to me because I've made those comments myself. He said, well, you know, we just want to make sure there's nothing threatening, you know. And I said, well, that'll be fine. I said, come on, I'll send a deputy with you. Well, I don't need a deputy. I said, I'm going to send a deputy with you. He said, well, I really don't need a deputy. I said, yes, you do. And I said, if you don't, he will. Well, he comes by the office and they go to a small community within my county. And when they get there, the fence posts are painted purple, big no trespassing sign. And the sign said no trespassing. Well, deputy's ready to turn around and leave. Well, the Secret Service guy starts over the gate. The deputy grabs hold of him and said, hey, man, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm going to run up there and talk to him. He said, no, you're not. He said, you're not fixing to commit this crime in front of me. He said, you're trespassing. He said, I'll have to arrest you. And he said, and that's the best case scenario. He said, the worst case scenario, this guy starts shooting at us, and I'm going to hide behind my engine block until help gets here. And then if you survive it, I'm still going to arrest you. And so anyway, they got on the phone and contacted the guy. And he said, yeah, I see you down there. So he comes down, visits with my deputy and the Secret Service agent, and nothing happened after that. So, you know, my deputy understanding people's rights, the law, saved a bad incident, I believe.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And talk about the broader issue. I mean, what is the role of the sheriff? Should the sheriff be protecting the rights of the citizens? And how does that play in with kind of what the federal government is doing? I mean, obviously some of it is legal and constitutional, some of it not so much. Where does the sheriff fit in?
Well, the sheriff has taken an oath and sworn before God that he would protect and defend the Constitution. Well, the Constitution just enumerated your rights that God gave you. And the sheriff is beholden only to his citizens. That's his boss. And the sheriff should defend and protect his citizens' rights. And it's not only about enforcing the law, it's protecting them from people that want to violate their rights. And unfortunately, the federal government is counting on you to be ignorant to that. And it's our role and our job to ensure that their rights are protected.
Yes, sir. And that's what every official from the county all the way up to the federal level swears, right? To uphold the Constitution. Sure.
The last four words in your oath is, so help me God. That's a very important promise.
That's right. And at the panel today, several of the sheriffs there, we had, I think, six sitting sheriffs, and then, of course, Sheriff Richard Mack, talked about the sheriffs being America's last hope, the last line of defense. Talk about kind of that greater purpose. Are sheriffs really the last line of defense for America and for our rights? How do you see that?
I do say it that way. You know, the sheriff's only answer to the people. You know, government was created by the people, for the people, and of the people. And sheriffs need to step up. They need to be educated. And that's what the CSPOA has done for me, is educated me that it is my job. It is my sole purpose in life to stand in the gap for my citizens.
That's wonderful. What advice do you have before we let you go for the folks out there and for lawmen, too? I mean, for people who right now are serving as sheriff's deputies, police officers, and for citizens out there who are watching this, what are some words of wisdom that you may have for them?
For my law enforcement brothers and sisters, you took an oath. You didn't take that oath just so you could have a badge and gun and drive fast. You took an oath. And you promised God that you would uphold that oath. And that is to protect and defend the civil rights of your people. And for the citizens of the United States, it's just that. You know what? We've been quiet too long. It's time to stop accepting and start vocalizing your complaints, your grievances. These are not leaders, governmental leaders. These are representatives. And we vote you in to represent us, not to represent your own personal views.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And Sheriff, one more question before we let you go. A lot of people are concerned about the election. The polling data shows most Americans are concerned about the election. The media is, of course, trying to paint this as a partisan thing. But do you think there is a role for the sheriff and for law enforcement in terms of investigating, and if there are crimes, doing the investigation and handing that off to prosecutors? What do you think should be happening?
Absolutely. I believe that where there's smoke, there is fire, you know, and anybody, I'm going to start with this. You know, I'm so tired of, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, I'm an independent. You know what? You're an American. Start acting like an American. It's for the best of the people. I believe that if there is evidence or even reasonable suspicion that there was any voter fraud, me as an American, not being party driven, me as an American would want to know that my vote counted, that our elections are secure and safe, and that we are representing, that we are voting in the people that are going to represent us the best. And I believe the sheriff can do that.
That's wonderful. Sheriff Scott Williams, Coryell County, Texas, thank you so much for being with us. And thank you for standing on your oath and supporting your citizens. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.